Now you will hear the third segment.
In recent years, as American universities have come under pressure to prepare students for their careers, liberal arts education has come to be seen as something that may be interesting but has little or no professional value. But Jamal Fowler, professor of history at Montreal University, argues that nothing could be further from the truth. Jill Upton has the story.
When we think of liberal arts, what exactly do we mean?
People make a distinction between purely academic subjects and professional or technical training, though I think this is part of the problem. But by academic, I mean things like literature, philosophy, history, things that don't have a direct vocational purpose, but help create an educated, well-rounded person.
So the contrast is between liberal arts and professional training.
Largely, yes.
How did this distinction come about?
The European tradition of liberal arts education goes back to classical Greece and Rome, when it was a privilege to seek education, something that was mainly practiced by the ruling classes. In ancient Rome, the liberal arts were composed of seven subjects: grammar, logic, rhetoric, arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and music. These were considered foundational for anyone to be considered an educated person. Now, fast forward to 18th century and the rise of the university system in Europe and the Americas. Like the Greeks, these universities were all about general education, and they used, as their foundation, many of the same subjects that the Greeks and Romans had used: grammar, rhetoric, logic, etc. Even well into the 20th century, many Western universities remained bastions of classical learning, with the dean of Harvard going so far as to compile a list of 100 great books that, he said, contained the fundamental truths of mankind.
So these universities were not at all concerned with job training.
On the contrary, they disdained it. The job of education, they believed, was the cultivation of the mind and nothing more.
So what happened?
Well, there was a backlash. Critics began to argue that the university system was helping to create and foster an elite class, and that many graduates were not prepared for jobs or anything outside of academia. And this image began to grow of the university as an ivory tower, a sheltered enclave of self-absorbed intellectuals with no connection to the real world. So some colleges began to experiment with a more practical curriculum. In the early 1900s, Pennsylvania's Lehigh University introduced a program that allowed students to alternate time in the classroom with time on the job, something they called cooperative education.
They gave credit for job experience.
Absolutely. And this idea really took off after World War II and the thousands of returning soldiers who went to college on the GI Bill. These soldiers were not about to study Aristotle. They were looking for a direct link to a career after the army, and the universities obliged, introducing programs in engineering, computer science, and many of the job-related programs we see today. And with that, liberal arts accelerated their decline. But this decline had already begun before the war.
And you oppose this trend?
I think there's a place for professional training in universities, but not at the expense of liberal arts. One of my points is that a person with a well-rounded education, someone who can read, write, think, and speak, is more valuable in a rapidly changing job market, and lots of companies are beginning to figure this out. People who graduate university today, the jobs they'll be doing in 20 years may not even exist yet. So a person with a narrow technical focus is being trained for the jobs of today, or even yesterday, whereas someone with a solid foundation will be much better able to learn what needs to be learned when the time comes.
And change as the job market changes.
Exactly.